Niaja. Ayo, what the fuck you doing, Niaja? He asked, trying to come off hard.
None of your business, nigga,
I said calmly back. I really wasn't trying to let this nigga cause a scene, because it would be all for nothing. We weren't together, so he had absolutely no reason to be questioning me. I guess Jaquan wasn't feeling my answer. The thing was, he never tried to check me when we saw each other in public. If I was out, I'd dance and talk to who I wanted to. Him acting all possessive tonight was something new. Yeah, he always tried to convince me to be his woman and talk shit about the niggas I talked to behind closed doors when we were alone. But he never acted like he was acting now. He was feeling real bold because he reached down and grabbed a hold of my arm, rough as hell, trying to pull me up. I wasn't having that shit, and I pulled my arm right back, avoiding his attempt at getting me out of the booth seat. I sat there in a stare-off with him for a split second, giving him a look that dared him to try that shit again. I would split the motherfucker's hand if he reached out to grab me again. That one attempt was enough for Saint, though. He hopped up and had his piece pressed up against Jaquan's temple in the next moment. That was another thing about Saint. He always looked out for me like the way he was doing now.